FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! Oh, it's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In the Scubbers Microbe this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's final game of the season down at Brackley.
Hi there, Billy McCartney, a former player and always listen to FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. As well as the men's team, later in the show we'll also be hearing how the women's team fared in their final home match of the season. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news by offering a big, big congratulations to the FC United Pan Disability team, who completed a league and cup double on Sunday following victory in the FA People's Cup, with a superb display at St George's, with a record of played 4, won 4, scoring 8, and conceding just 1. Not bad at all. In other news, and following 14 years working behind the scenes at FC United, John England attended his last game on Saturday afternoon as matchday secretary of the club, and Ben caught up with John on the way home from Brackley to hear his thoughts on his stint at the club.
John, it's been an absolute pleasure. Your last game today, how's it been the last 14, 15 years or so?
It's been an honour to serve the club, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've got two or three roles in that time, and every now and again the emotion grabs you and well up for 30 seconds, and then I pull myself together again and carry on talking to the likes of you.
I mean, the thing is that you've been, you know, really pivotal in this club's history over the last 14 years or so. And I was just saying to you then, you've only ever done one other interview with us, and that was after the Rochdale match. So it's apologies for leaving it so long, but I think you preferred it that way, in all honesty.
Oh, absolutely. I don't like publicity. I always joke with Mark Lee, the photographer. No publicity. As soon as he starts pointing the camera at me, I put my arm over my face and try and hide from him. And it's a running joke with him. But I think you saying pivotal, I'd never consider myself that at all. I just do what I can where I can. Pivotal sounds as though I have some sort of strategic role. Never had that. Nor wanted it.
I mean, we mentioned Rochdale there. I mean, what's been the highlight for you?
Oddly enough, I think it was Blackpool Mechanics away in the first season. It was February half term. The supporters would have been used to going on a European away day, aways, and they declared that weekend the Euro away, and everyone had a great ball. Took over. Hired a pub for the weekend, would you believe? But it's an enormous flipping place. Absolutely crammed jam. On the Friday, Saturday lunchtime, Saturday night. Well, it's only as Pauline and I got there, did I realise that they'd stopped people coming in. And it was only because I think it was JP at the door said, yeah, he and Pauline can come in. And I think I must have been the last one. We were the last ones in.
You play the match as well on the beach?
No, I was preparing to write out team sheets. No, and then all that night, that Saturday night after the match, where I think the crowd was declared at 4,200, and no one believes it, it was that few. The soulless one, won't pay Glazer, work for Sky, etc. That rang out non-stop for at least 3, if not 4 hours. And it was absolutely mental that weekend. And it was absolutely brilliant. And we raised all that money for Alex's wheelchair as well.
Yes.
You know, it was brilliant.
Well, it has been. I know what you said about you not playing too much of a pivotal role, but there's various general managers and CEOs and board members and club officials generally, and four managers and myself who would disagree with you, John. You've been an absolute legend and a pleasure to work with, and wish you all your best with your sabbatical, and hopefully see you back at Broadhurst Park soon.
Oh, thanks. That's very nice of you to say, Ben. And it's been the support of the members, other volunteers, and just everyone I've met around the club that kept me going in this. And, of course, all the very, very nice people. The very nice people that we met from other clubs, like Brackley today. You know, just brilliant. You know, it's what non-league football is about.
John England there speaking to Ben on Saturday, and all the best for John for the future. And speaking of the future, FC United manager Neil Reynolds also spoke to Ben on Saturday to share his thoughts for what the future may hold for the footballing side of the club as we head into the summer and beyond.
So Neil, a big thank you for joining us. Obviously we're on our way to Brackley today. Not really going to talk about that much. We're going to talk about how much you're looking forward to the end of the season and looking ahead to pre-season and beyond. So what's your mood as we come out of April and into May and the great beyond?
Before we get to tomorrow, Ben, I'm looking forward to today. I'm certainly looking forward to travelling home on the fans' coach, which I've said that I'm going to do. And you know, they've been really loyal to me, so I'm looking forward to bonding with them on the way home. And then it's kind of roll on 10 o'clock tomorrow morning when the work starts. And the phone's going to be non-stop. The meetings are going to be non-stop. Like I said last week, you know, to all the fans, we're going to build a side here that everyone's going to be proud of. But it's going to be a hard 2 weeks to identify the targets and then convince the targets to come and sign for the club for next season.
So at this stage, how much have you had in mind about the targets for next season, and also the retaining list as well?
And we've been watching games now for the last 3 months. We've had probably 3 scouts at each game, probably 3 games a week now. So we've identified targets, we've watched targets. Obviously, we haven't spoken to targets yet, but there has, you know, there's been talk and there's been rumour that people are interested in coming. So that helped us narrow down our targets. We're probably going to look to keep 3 or 4 of the current squad, you know, for next season, as well as the 21s. You know, 21s are definitely here, and just add real quality and add real hunger and desire to what we've already got. And it's not a slant on anybody. It's part and parcel of football. You know, managers come in, managers change dressing rooms, managers change players. You know, I said to the lads all season, you've got a chance here to prove to me that you want to be here. And unfortunately, you know, we've come up short. We haven't been good enough. So people will look at me now and look at what Neil Reynolds is going to bring. And I've always talked about that, you know, when it's my own budget and when it's my own set of players, then judge me on that. So, you know, I'm open to that pressure, but I'm certainly not going to miss the opportunity to refresh things and bring in people of my ilk.
So, yeah, you talked about, you know, the fact you put all the groundwork in with regards to looking at where the quality might be. What's the next process? What's it going to be? I mean, you said it starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday. How much preparation and work do you expect over the next few weeks?
I probably think, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of work. But it's not just about identifying people. What people need to know before you sign for this club, you need to know about the club. You know, you need to know about the history. You need to know what it means to the fans, etc. So it's not just a case of me sitting down with a player and say, are you interested in coming to FC United? This is your deal. This is what we're about. You know, and I've learnt really quickly what the club's about, and I've also, you know, been made aware about the demands and the expectations, and you know how loyal everybody is. And people, if you're going to come on board with the FC United journey now, you've got to really buy into that. So that's going to be part and parcel of the conversations. Then it's, you know, do you want to play for the club? Yes, it is. And then the final part of the conversation will be, this is what we can afford to pay you. It's not going to be the other way around where people are going to demand to us that we want this, that and the other in contracts. We're not going to be throwing contracts around, and people need to be aware of that. We're not going to be dictated to that people's wage demands are going to be that high. It's going to be, we're going to have a clear structure. You either fit in with this structure and sign for FC United, or you don't, shake hands and you go elsewhere. So that's what it's going to be. So with all that, I'm really excited, and hopefully we're going to build this team that of lads that desperately want to play for FC United, and we move forward.
And obviously as well, I mean, since you've come in, let's just say you've been tackling several issues on numerous fronts. How much this blank piece of paper that you're looking at here, there is a lot of work and a lot of consideration that needs to go into it. I mean, you've already touched upon the structures and the types of players and all that, but it must be exciting as well.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, when you say blank piece of paper, you know, there are no contract players. All contracts are up now, so everybody's coming back for pre-season on non-contract terms. And, you know, we're not saying we're not going to offer a contract. We're saying to the lads, if you're at the right age and we believe you could be an asset to the club, then go and earn your contract. But for me, it's just exciting to be able to build a team now and see them develop and seeing them flourish and seeing them work together and get to know each other and create that team camaraderie. And that's a really exciting thing. And, you know, I've done that before in my career. It's been difficult this season. You know, I won't go into all the circumstances, but it's been really difficult to do that, and we've tried to do it in patches, but we're really going to do it from the offset, and we're going to spend pre-season together. We're going to go away on pre-season fixtures, go away for a weekend to London, which is already organised. So by the time we get to the first game of the season in August, people have really gelled and, you know, they're desperate to play for the club and get the club back to where it needs to be. You know, we've talked about where we need to be, and that's what we're going to do.
And it's not just you who has got, you know, reason to be excited. I think the fans generally looking forward to next season. You know, it is a fresh start for us all in many ways, and it is going to be a tough division though.
I apologise, Ben, last week. You know, we haven't been good enough, and I'm the manager, and I've got to accept that. I've taken the club down, but now I've got to build the club and come back again. I think, you know, looking at the Northern Premier League next season, I know the league, it is a really tough league. You know, we with our budget, and with the budgets that are going to be in the league, you know, you're probably pitching around, you know, the mid-table mark with what we're going to be paying, but that doesn't matter because we've got the infrastructure, we've got the fans, we've got the history, we've got all that could propel us to the next level. And whether or not we have the budget, we don't have the budget, I'm not going to sit here and say to you that my target isn't on, you know, playoffs or promotion or a good cup run. Of course it is. You know, I said it when I was in my previous club, I'm here to win trophies. I'm not here to stave off relegation or mid-table obscurity. I want to go and win trophies, and I want to get this club back on the map. I want it to be back where it should be. That's going to take a little bit of time, and there's a lot of work to be done behind the scenes, but I'm very much looking forward to that, and I can't wait for the next chapter.
And finally, Neil, obviously, you know, like we said, you have had to deal with several issues, and you might not necessarily have played the team you would have liked. That team that played away at Hereford in the league and the style of play, is that what we can look forward to in the Northern Premier League next season?
It absolutely is. I'm very much a, you know, 4-2-3-1 formation man, or a 4-4-2. I like my centre halves to split, full backs to get high and wide. I like them to have energy. Two centre midfields to screen the back four, three behind the one rotating. Unfortunately, this season, you know, I haven't been able to do that. There's been circumstances that have prevailed. I've had to play certain players at times. It's been difficult, you know, but I'm going to make sure that when I build the team, I'm going to build a team that allows my full backs to go high and wide, and they've got the energy. Centre halves who can play, two centre midfields who'll protect, and, you know, exciting players going forward. And, you know, and if they don't do it, then obviously, you know, that's up to me. But that's going to be our coaching philosophy. That's what pre-season is going to be about. Yes, it'll be hard. Yes, it'll be a lot of legwork, but it'll also be a lot of structure and shape and instructions that the people are going to go and take on board. But what I've always said in my career, and I'll always say that to the lads, go and express yourself when you play football. And, you know, if you express yourself and you work hard, then you get a lot, you get more plaudits than you do get people going against you. So, you know, our opportunity now is to build that team. And I've learned loads about myself, Ben, this year. I've learned loads, you know, and as a young manager, as, you know, relatively new manager, you look back and you think, have I made mistakes there? Have I not done? But this has been the best thing for me. You know, this has been the best thing for me. And although, you know, I'm desperately sorry for, you know, taking the club down, I've learned so much, and I'm going to make sure that I put the mistakes behind me now, and I move forward, and we get this club back to where it needs to be.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking to Ben there on the way down to Brackley Town on Saturday morning. And it is to that match that we turn to now, as FC United were looking to finish their disappointing season on a high. To set the scene now from Saturday afternoon, it's over to FC Live.
What is going on? Right, okay, shall we just...
Stop!
Dip into this.
Dip into the show, we've got to start the show.
Do I start just with this music?
Yeah, just start quickly,
okay,
get in there.
Okay.
You'll stop as it finishes. Yeah, that's your problem.
Okay, right, let's go then. So, hello and welcome to St James Park, the home of Brackley Town, and you join us here live on a Saturday afternoon for the last time this season, in more ways than one, in the National League North. It's Brackley Town against FC United of Manchester.
Ooh!
And we can't really go in with the old grandstand music, unfortunately, because there's a brass band here.
It's like being in a posh...
calm down.
It's like being in a posh pit village. It's SC Live with Ben.
Welcome, everyone, to SC Live. Stato Paul's with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And James Quinn is also with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There we go. And just to warn everyone, or... Yeah, warn everyone, there's going to be the national anthem being sung, because why not? So if you're going to say goodbye to a division, you might as well say goodbye singing, I suppose.
Are we going to sing along with it?
I don't know the words. Anyway, it's the final game of the season. We've obviously been relegated, Swamper. What's there left to play for this afternoon?
Keeping my ears sane, because we've got the man from the BBC doing the stat match report to the right hand side. Go out and enjoy the game. Chris Lynch is his final game. He's retiring after this afternoon's match, and it's fitting that he wears the captain's armband. But I think we go out and we enjoy the game, and I think there's going to be, out of that group of players there, only three or four perhaps that will be about here next season. So enjoy it while you can. Enjoy the last remnants of your career in an FC shirt. And thanks very much for your help and securing our relegation. And we'll see a new team next season.
And we have to do Spennymoor a favour, of course, because if FC could take the 3 points today, then Spennymoor can leapfrog Brackley into third place. So we've got a job to do. And the fact that Brackley have won, is it 8-9 on the run here at home, should make it even more relaxing. The FC have got nothing to lose. They can show their quality, come up with a win, finish 20th. There may be no regularity in the league further high up. FC staying through
AGM
the back door.
Cup. AGM Cup, everyone. We've not mentioned that this year.
The AGM Cup. Yeah, Ben, but the AGM Cup only ever happens in the Northern Premier Division. When we're bottom of the league next season, and we're praying for the AGM Cup.
What's good for Alta?
Yeah, but Alta were in the
no,
Northern Premier
the
time.
National League.
No, they weren't. They were in the Conference.
All right, yeah. All right.
It's called something different then.
Now, Paul, just before we go to the football and go to the national anthem, what can you tell us this afternoon?
It's a stiff wind and a stiff test. Brackley have scored more league goals at home than any other club in the division, 43. They've lost the least number of games at home, which is 2, even better than the front runners for the title, who do battle this afternoon as well. It's a ground we've not got anything from at all, apart from a good hiding over the years, so expectations are low. But who knows? We hope to go out with a bang today, maybe, and say goodbye to National League North in the right way.
They're going to get the throw in. And excuse me, can we go back at least the 20 yards where at least it was from, and then you can steal? No, keep going. No. Gary Neville, so much to answer for. Lovely touch and turn by Fairlamb there. Plays the ball into the halfway line. Not the best of balls. They get away with it, and then Harry Winston with a late challenge. The referee just says, calm down. Is he going for the book? Oh, he is. He's Harry Winston with his customary yellow card.
And Winter got caught in possession a few moments ago, just when FC had won the ball back well. And it's always a question of whether should he get a shout or something like that. It's that kind of lack of the basics, really, and maybe a bit of frustration creeping in.
Well, in fairness, you've got to look over your shoulder yourself, but you also expect someone to give you a shout and let you know where they are. And his free kick is just not quite the halfway line, not quite dead centre, but it'll be whipped straight into the penalty area. But it holds in the wind a little bit, doesn't it? Not this time, it doesn't. No, it's flicked on. Outsums comes FC's goalkeeper, and there's a gaping goal there. If they can capitalise upon it here. And they can indeed. There's a player injured down, and that's their player, and equally FC United's goalkeeper's down and injured. Well, to be honest,
got a blow to the head there.
It looked, for all intents and purposes, that FC United Manchester's goalkeeper took a blow. Should have been a free kick. The referee didn't give the free kick. The ball came across. There was a free open goal in reality, and there was a header that went in, and it's 1-0 with 3 minutes to go of this game. And it's an unfortunate way to concede, really, isn't it? Because is it the substitute as well that scored the goal? I can't quite see.
I think they're asking for a stretcher.
I think it may be. I think it's Fairlamb that scores the goal. In fact, doesn't know where he is at the moment, I don't think.
And T has been given the goal.
Oh, has that T been given the goal? Okay.
And he's going straight off.
And there's only somebody shooting up. Straight off. Well, a fortuitous goal, to say the very least. Well, that is the end of the proceedings, and well, it's interesting that they're really happy about the situation. They've actually won the game. But it has been a strange game, because everything that was riding on it, you'd have expected a little bit more urgency, a little bit more quality, and really going to FC, knowing FC have been relegated. But it wasn't a game that carried out like that, was it? It was a game that took a long time to really set on fire, and they've got the result, only with a matter of minutes to go, but not convincing.
No, well, I thought, you know, part of the problem for them was that FC did, you know, play a pretty effective game, but we're undone at the end by a bit of a curious goal.
Well, the goal was indeed, and it'd be interesting to know what other people think of whether it was a free kick, should have been a free kick for FC or not.
Sounds like the referee had somewhere to go, because he only played 3 minutes and 27 seconds of the 4 minutes.
Of course, yes.
I think we're going to have some end of season awards coming up for Brackley.
And the thing is, most of the time, everyone's gone from the opposition. Which Muppets will have to stay here while they're playing that and giving all the awards out? It'll be us, won't it? Us talking away. The FC support players go to the supports behind the goal. And there'll be a presentation of sorts, and some beverages and players of the year and all that kind of stuff. The similar things that we had last week at FC United of Manchester. But overall, really, I know it's going to be a very different team next season. But that team didn't disgrace themselves, Paul.
No, I think it was very much of an end of season feel to it from both sides, and it was a lot of it was very untidy and not very good to watch. And I suppose a scrappy goal like the winner was fitting for a game like this, but obviously the home side got the points they needed to stay in third, and we move off to the NPL.
Yeah, and it's some players have probably put themselves in the frame for staying next season from a manager's perspective. Some have probably, that I already know they were leaving, are we won't be seeing again. But overall, it wasn't too bad.
I don't think the manager will base any of his decisions on what he's seen this afternoon. I think he's already made his mind up.
I think he has for the vast majority, but there was a couple of performances in there this afternoon especially that you're thinking, well, maybe you can reconsider. Maybe he might offer someone to come back for pre-season training.
It's Baird, really, isn't it? That's the
yeah,
one.
Well,
Baird's
gone, your, Baird's
the last
your,
three
yeah.
games, he's come in.
He hasn't done badly at all. He's done very well, in fact. I mean, the first game against Alphington, he was outstanding. The game last week, he did well, and he wanted to go off after 20 minutes, but he carried on playing. And today's he's probably been our best player again today. I don't know what you think, James, but he's had a resolutely good game, hasn't he, against Sam Baird this afternoon?
Yeah, definitely. I think from an FC point of view, I'd say there's a few players seem to me to be putting this. Making you know real effort to show something, but there's just not enough end product in the end. But it'll be very interesting to see what happens, particularly what happens with Sam Baird.
Just to confirm, it's so academic now, but Aston United drew 1-1 with Altrincham, so FC United finished the season second bottom, Aston United third bottom.
Nothing academic about it, Paul. 20th, I was banking on that 20th spot. And you won't be laughing when somebody does get thrown out of the league.
Well, players are still out of the pitch from an FC perspective. You've also got the Brackley guys out there. This is more FC supporters in the ground than there actually is Brackley fans, doesn't it? It's quite strange. What are you saying, Ben?
In the league below, congratulations to Farsley. Farsley still playing, but they're 2-0 up. In fact, it's full-time. So congratulations to Farsley.
Hello,
they're getting
Farsley.
Promoted. Marine are getting relegated. Mickleover Sports picking up the 3 points right at the end. And Marine, sadly, for them go down to step four. But that's it, really. We'll wait.
That
for,
is, it's done.
We'll wait for Mr. Neil Reynolds, who I'm sure might brave it into the stands there. It's
we are now going to a radio appeal on behalf of all athletes that like to run lots of miles. Ben, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Yeah. What are you selling?
I'm selling a 26.2 mile run tomorrow.
You're doing that run tomorrow?
That's me.
What run is it?
I haven't got a clue.
It's a London Marathon. Come on, sell it.
Some rubbish race that they do once a year and no one's really that bothered about. But yeah, I'm running it tomorrow. I'm running it in an SC shirt there, so you'll see me running around the blue one. And if you can put on the page, wherever it is, justgiving.com, then be much appreciated. Thank you.
Best of luck. Where's all the proceeds going? Or is that a silly
question? In my bank account.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
No problem. Cheers, boys. Cheers, boys.
So, yes, if you see him in that FC shirt tomorrow on the telly, by all means, donate.
Thank you.
A kidney.
Oh, Glenn says I am.
A lung something, because he's going to need it. He was actually advised by his doctor not to do it. He went, in that case, I'm doing it.
God. Closing thoughts then, because I don't think Neil's going to be able to get up here, actually. We're quite far away from the dressing room.
Mr. Quinn puts his headset on, we can all say a final farewell, perhaps.
Well,
right, goodbye.
It's been a long season, lads. We should say thank you to Emily, Roy and Woodzo, who can't make it for our final goodbyes for the season. But, what do you say?
Well, it's been a season where we've learned a lot about ourselves. A season where...
He's learned how many beers he can drink in Belgium.
For the first time, in all fairness, for a lot of FC supporters... That's the first relegation they've ever seen in their footballing lives, you know, because a lot of people weren't born last time the Mighty Red Army went down. So again, it's a learning curve. We can come out of it stronger and better. There's been some ups and some down, mainly downs. We've got a new manager. We're going to have a new team next season, MPL. Lots to look forward to with the clubs that we know very well in the league will be very much welcomed as well. And I'm sure Neil will want to go on and at least get us into the playoffs for next season and hopefully further and beyond. But it's been enjoyable. Not as many games as we'd liked to have been at. But I've been to enough this season to know the club's in good hands, and I'm looking forward to next season. And it starts a little bit later.
It does. There's a lot more midweek games
Two weeks before the league starts in comparison to the last four seasons, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. Simple as that.
And crucially, the end of season two is really well put on in the Northern Premier League.
Yeah, we're going to Barnsley, aren't we?
We'll go to Barnsley.
Well, I think we've done the highways and byways of England this season and toiled gamefully.
Tony Christie?
Toiled gamefully to try and bring you the highlights or lowlights, but I think it's been a long, long season.
Dark nights.
And I think we're all grateful that it's over.
A big thank you to Aidan and ConstructiveCoded.com for supporting this broadcast throughout the season.
And congratulations on their new arrival in the Montgomery household.
Congratulations
to them.
Yes.
And also a big thank you to the Armchair Army for supporting us with your ears and your donations through the season, and your Manx knobs, of course, and your samosas.
It's been a treat.
Any other free gifts we've had, which we've not declared?
Not as many as we usually get.
We've had some stuff, though, haven't we?
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. Some weird stuff as well.
Some fine whiskey from Tokyo. That was nice.
That was weird. That was odd.
Oh, and the drinks.
What drinks?
We were given bottles, weren't we, by our friend in the main stand.
Oh, yes. Bubbler.
Yes.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you. Thank you to him. Anyway. Love it. Right. So a big thank you then to Roy.
We've thanked everyone.
Emily,
now.
Woodzo, James, Swamper, Sato Paul, and everyone else associated with FC Radio.
And Ben,
we'd
like to thank you.
Behave. Everyone else who's been.
And Marv, and everyone on FC Radio that puts in a shift week in, week out.
That's what I was about to say. And everyone associated with FC Radio, all the volunteers who are still doing shows, much appreciated. And you all have a lovely summer. And closing thoughts to you, Swamper.
Thanks, Ben. I think James is quite right in saying that today FC United came here with a team that. The majority we won't see again in a red shirt, but they put on a decent performance. The weather wasn't particularly good. The wind was swirling. There was little trumpets and big trumpets and tubas and not tubas on the right-hand side. We had a national anthem. We had the brass band playing. And we had a huge amount of FC fans down here this afternoon. It was really good to see. Probably in the region of 300, 400, maybe even 500. I'm not quite sure, but it was really, really good to see. And couldn't quite do it on the day itself. Neil Reynolds is making his way here, so the final thoughts are going to be with Neil. And James, I'll put my cigarette out because the boss is coming, and you know what he's like. He's a head teacher, doesn't like smoking.
Can I just say, Neil, bad luck. I was really disappointed about that. I mean, was there any suggestion the keeper was fouled, or was that?
I'm going to ask you: was there a foul on the keeper?
We probably got
a better view than me.
It was a bit of a melee.
It looked the sort of thing that would normally get given, to be honest. But I just thought we've been talking about it. I thought the team was worth a point today, and real great chance for Willoughby, of course. But yeah. You know, on the whole, how did you feel?
I was happy with the performance, but how many times have we fallen short by the odd goal this season? And we talk about it all the time. And you know, they got strong in the second half, they Brackley. You know, they were chasing that goal. They knew they needed to win, but I just thought it was one of the days that we looked strong at the back. We looked solid. I thought, you know, the whole back four. I think Lynch led it. You know, Lynch led it. It was superb, and we just things were right today. You know, the shackles were off. Things were right, but unfortunately, you know, we fell short, and we've lost another game. So, you know, there's not
did Brackley surprise you in the way they approached the game?
Well, I know Brackley, and I know what the strengths are, and I've watched them a few times now, and you know, I know they're very physical, aggressive, tall side who play on set pieces, and I just thought if we got our press right, you know, in terms of pressing the play, pushing high up the park, which we did, and forcing them into kind of submission and going long, that would suit us. And I thought we did that. I thought we did it really well, and they were trying to play for like throw-ins and corners, and you know, they were difficult. But I thought Fisher's handling was exceptional on corners, so I thought our game plan was right. And then maybe break away and hit him on the counter attack, which we nearly did with Willoughby, but it just wasn't to be. It was just another, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to be more on the decision. I couldn't really see through it. What the manager thought, possibly it was a foul, and I didn't know, so I don't know.
I was very surprised, but anybody. Is anybody on that field today where you thought, you know, you'll have made your decisions, you thought, oh, maybe I should think about having him back?
I don't know. I mean, I've just had to give a difficult, it's quite emotional team talk at the end, you know, and I've just said, you know, first I wanted to thank all the players, you know, for what they've done. Some people have been here all season, some people have been bit part, but thanks for professionalism. Unfortunately, we've fallen short and we've gone down. I said, but, you know, my job that starts tomorrow morning, you know, the minute I wake up is to go and rebuild this football club and the football team. And I said that, and I said inevitably, you know, decisions will be made. They're not personal, they're professional. I've identified targets. There'll be four or five of you that are staying. I've explained about contracts and stuff, and I've also said that your phones will ring, and you're entitled to talk to clubs, and you know, that's what it is. You know, I'm not falling out with anybody in there. They've given the role, and unfortunately the all hasn't been good enough, but still, you know, at the end of the day, they've done a job, and they need thanking for it, but I am, you know, actively looking.
Well, there's a couple of things to look at now. Farsley have gone on and won the division. Marine have been relegated right at the death. Micklover stay in the division. So you know the teams that you know every team really in the division that we're going into. And I was just saying earlier on, you look at this season, the team that came up in Altrincham. We know they put money into it, but they've got the right managers in. They got promoted last season in a tough division, and they've done very well this season in the top five. So that's got to give you hope and an opportunity to say, look, you know, teams can do it. I know they've booked the trend, but there's no reason why FC United can't be a team next season that can book that trend as well.
You're right. You know, we're going into a really tough division. You know, there's no easy games in Northern Premier League. There's no easy games in the Conference North. You know, I know this league, I know the league below. I think what for me, fundamentally, I just want to build a team now. I want to build a team, and I'll keep stressing the word team, that's going to be here for hopefully 2-3 you know, years and beyond, and bringing a set of lads together that I know I can trust, and I know how they play, and you know, and do what they do. But there's people that are desperate to come to this club now, and you know, people desperately don't want to leave this club. You know, you don't realise how special it is until you leave it, but that's part of the football, isn't it? Can we bounce back up at the first attempt? I've never been one person to say that I'm just going to set up a mid-table and see how we go. You know, I'm going to say let's go and have a crack at it, let's go and see That's not disrespecting any oppositions. As far as they've gone up, you know, South Shields or Warrington may go up. There'll be some big teams in that division next season. But I'm desperate. I am desperate to bring success back to this club. And, you know, people are on the way around say, you know, you're the man to do it, etc. And, you know, for me, that praise is really special. But now, you know, it's not just praise. I want to go and repay that praise now because people have been very patient with me.
And I suppose in a way, a point to prove now for yourself because you've got a clean slate, so you can go out there and the onus is on you. And mistakes that are made or those attributes and tributes you'll get, you'll take. You know, either way, you see the support here this afternoon, and they've travelled probably 300-400 here this afternoon, and it seemed like it was an FC home game opposed to, you know, coming away to Brackley. It's a long way to travel, so the support is behind you. It's for you now to prove yourself and your worth.
I mean, it's a difficult one, that proving to myself, etc. Prove. I don't want to put that pressure on myself. What I do is when I've had the opportunity, I have shown in the past that trophies do follow, because when you can build that team, unfortunately for me, it's a learning curve, because as I got progressive management or say here is management, you're gonna face difficult dressing rooms and different environments, and you've got to learn to adapt. So I said what I will do is ensure that behind the scenes things are correct and things are done correctly, and on the pitch you'll get a set of lads that are one pleasing on the eye, but secondly, most importantly, that are hungry to play football and for the football club. And if that comes, that I've proved that, you know, I can do it, then so be it. But I think we'll have a good time next season. And you know, I'm setting my soul out. I'm going to work my backside off over the summer and pre-season to make sure that, you know, come the middle of August, we're ready to make a real assault on the Northern Premier League.
Final word about Chris Lynch, because, you know, we right at the end there, the ball had quite rarely had got past Baird, and who swoops in and mops up. It does seem difficult to believe watching him that he's ready to retire, but he will know, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I met him captain today. You know, there's a sentiment towards him, and the lads, you know, are all bought into that. It's difficult, isn't it? It's difficult when you come to the end of your career. And I paid him superlatives last week. He's carrying his body on the line. You want to see he's got burns up and down his leg now, and I think he's just fed up with that now. I think he just wants to wake up on a Sunday morning and feel fresh and take his kids swimming or do what you're doing. You know, that's it. But like I said last week in the presentation, there's a future for Chris Lynch if he wants one. There's something behind the scenes if he wants one. You know, I'm not saying goodbye to him. Let him go away. Let's have a few weeks. Let him think about it. And then we'll take it from there. But there's certainly no pressure from me. I've got to respect people's decisions. And when you reach that, it's difficult. So, you know, but like I said, thank you to everybody that's travelled down today. Thank you, everyone, for the support over the season. Apologies that we haven't been able to stay in the division. But, you know, we've now got to dust ourselves down and move on.
Well, it just remains to say one thing. You're travelling home on a separate bus this evening. Yes. If we do not see you again, yeah. it's been a privilege and a pleasure really working fantastic. With you. But fantastic. if you do get
thank
back
you
in one piece, enjoy your travelling back with the supporters this evening, and we'll see you next season.
Thanks for all your support, guys. Thank you.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking to FC Live on Saturday afternoon following his side's 1-0 defeat at Brackley Town. And during the closing moments of FC Live there, we heard from FC United's very own marathon man, Mac. Well, Mac did indeed complete the London Marathon on Sunday in a time of 5 hours, 27 minutes and 11 seconds. And you can still donate to the Development Fund via Mac's marathon efforts by visiting justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Mac2019. And please give generously. Women's team news now, and FC United returned to the main stadium on Sunday afternoon as the Reds hosted Sir Tom Finney FC in the final home league game of the season. To hear how they got on, it's over to Ben and Paul.
Hello everybody and welcome to Broadhurst Park. You join us here in the sunshine of North Manchester for Women's Team Live. We're back once again in the main stadium. It's FC United and Manchester against Sir Tom Finney FC in the final home league game of the season. There's going to be two more league games after this on the road. But Paul, this is a pivotal afternoon for FC United when it comes to our hopes of securing a treble.
Yes, the league title has been taken out of our hands last week, and we're now dependent on Stockport County slipping up against Manchester Stingers this afternoon on the other side of the city. So all we can do is win our game today and then see how it is at the end of the day with two games left.
Now, FC United did succeed with a victory midweek at Manchester Stingers, and, well, potential goal of the season for Kirsty Chambers.
Terrific volley, absolutely terrific, set up by Jess Battle, and she was returning the favour for many, many goals that have been set up for Jess Battle by Kirsty this season. But I think we covered the Tom Finney game. I know you didn't go to the Tom Finney game.
No.
It was played in a downpour, and I think it was 7-0 at the end, but it was a dreadful afternoon weather-wise, and FC battled very hard in the conditions, and maybe they'll be inspired playing on a proper pitch this afternoon.
Well, it's now time to get this game underway here at Broadhurst Park, so let's see what happens in the course of the next 2 hours. Fields plays the ball back to Carrington, FC United's left back. Back it goes to our sole centre-back, Fran Davis. Davis to Foster. Foster now. Sweeping pass out towards the right-hand side. Yvette Lukes tries to receive that pass, but it's cut out there, and it's Hadrudovic playing the ball over the top, and Battle is onside here. Battle's one-on-one with the goalkeeper, rounds the goalkeeper, and this is going to be 1-0 to FC United on 5 minutes. And a simple ball over the top, Paul. Jess Battle, as we've seen numerous times, beating the offside trap. Weaver comes out, and like her namesake at City, really was left stranded.
Yeah, I was wondering about the offside call there, to be honest. But Weaver actually weaved out the way, I thought, rather than try and block her. And it was rather simple for her to waltz around the keeper and stick it in the open goal.
Free kick taken, and the ball returned there by Davis towards Garner, but it's back with Triano. Triano infield there. Nice bit of play there by Parkinson, but that ball is cut out. And now FC United on the attack, and Jess Battle is onside again. Battle one-on-one with the keeper. Rounds Weaver. It's a tight angle. No problem at all for Jess Battle. And on 15 minutes, it's 2-0, Paul. And nearly a carbon copy of the first one just 10 minutes ago.
Well, Greeno won the ball in midfield and slipped the slide rule pass through. And there was two defenders in the near vicinity and the keeper, but Battle's touch was good, and it just enabled to just get wide of the last man and the keeper, and once she gets an open goal, she's not going to miss many of those.
And here's Foster infield, it goes to Jean now out to the right hand side to find Lukes just inside FC United's half. Lukes now infield with it over the halfway line, she comes, finds Garner now, back it goes to the edge of the centre circle to Foster, inside FC's half, square it goes to Greenall out to the right hand side to Jean now over the halfway line, ball played over the top, Battle's onside, oh good save, the ball's going to break to Fields volleys it first time. Oh, that's a fine finish from Cara Fields. It's about, what's that, Paul, 28 yards out on the volley, side foots it into the bottom corner, goalkeeper well out of position, and on the stroke of 17 minutes, FC United are 3-0 up. And speaking of threes, that's probably 3 points, Paul.
Well, that was all about technique, I think. And Cara Fields kept her cool there as the ball dropped from the sky and just guided it into the goal. And she could have tried to thump it there and missed the target, but that was very cool and very calm.
Battle there with a nice ball to find Chambers on the left-hand side of the penalty area. Cross comes into the near post. There's Battle. And that is a hat-trick. We're in the first 23 minutes of this game, Paul. Jess Battle's been proper cutthroat, but to be fair, so's FC United. A great ball there from, and a great run from Chambers over on the left-hand side.
It's the old firm of the skipper going out wide and firing the ball across goal, and the keeper made an attempt to cut it out, couldn't reach it, and Battle just sticks it in the way she does.
Fields there, wins the flick on, gets it back to the halfway line to Jean to Davis. Davis back to Jean. Inside FC's half, through the middle it goes to find Fields on the edge of the centre circle, inside to Tom Finney's half, square to Garner out to his left hand side to find Chambers, who's onside. Chambers, oh nice, beats Triano to the edge of the box on the left hand side, cross comes in, poor cross, breaks to Garner, doesn't miss that time, to the goalkeeper's right hand side, into the bottom corner, 42 minutes played.
Well, Garner's had a few sighters in this first half, and most of them have gone wide, but this time she does hit the target with a bit of aplomb there into the corner, and FC coasting as the first half draws towards a close.
Smith.
Good lively tempo to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Half.
And Park now out towards the right hand side, headed clear there by Carrington. Second ball picked up by Greenall to Garner. Garner finds Fields. Fields now waiting for that run there of Chambers, and finds Chambers. Chambers on the left hand side of the penalty area. Opens up, a body shot comes in. There's Battle. In fact, Battle lets it roll in. That's Kirsten Chambers with that goal there. And 9 minutes into this second half, it's 6-0. And very, very selfless that from Battle, because she could have helped it on its way, but judged the bounce and saw that he was going in, so let Chambers have it.
Yeah, I think if she didn't have a hat-trick behind her already in the first 20-odd minutes, she might have thought, yeah, I'll stick this in. But I think due respect to the captain there, she hadn't scored this afternoon, and she's allowed her a goal there.
Jean leaves it for Garner. Garner back in field there with a nice flick to find Foster. Foster over the halfway line to Field. Field helps that onto Chambers. Chambers is onside on the left-hand side of the penalty area. Only one red shirt in the box. Chambers carries on regardless. Still with the ball. Chambers. Well, 7-0.
Complete solo effort once she got the ball out wide. I don't think she had anything else on her mind there apart from cutting in and scoring. She went past the first player and then drew the second one and said, well, I'm close enough to goal now, I'll just stick it in.
12 minutes gone in this second half. It's FC United and Manchester 7, so Tom Finney, 0. Here's O'Gara now. O'Gara launches a long ball forward, and Battle's going to get on that ball, I think. The lob's on, crosses on two. There's O'Keefe on the back post. And just like that, FC United make it 8-0 on 78 minutes, just as so Tom Finney crafted their first real chance of the game. SC United go the other end. A great ball by O'Gara and another fine pass from Battle, and there's O'Keefe, as you can't miss, Paul.
I think Sir Tom Finney were punished for their effrontery there to threaten our goal, so we swept up the other end and knocked in the eighth.
Throw in taken by Hadjovic. Back it goes, cleared there by Hindle. One bounce and Triano's there, so's McCarrick. McCarrick wins the battle. McCarrick now on the ball. More tricks than Paul Daniels. Still with the ball, infield it comes. Find Greenall. Greenall there looking to find either Battle or O'Keefe. She finds O'Keefe. O'Keefe rounds the goalkeeper. This is going to be her second. And that, Paul, is 9-0. With 10 minutes left.
Well, the through ball was... The through ball was so good. There was a choice of two, and Amy O'Keefe decided to take over and... just skated past the last man and past the keeper and stuck it in the goal, and that's the quality of the bench, I'm afraid, that FC have got, and it's very, very hard to compete with a team that's playing on a grass pitch like this, that's keeping the ball and passing it so well.
Full time here at Broadhurst Park, and FC United signing off their home league season here at Broadhurst Park with a 9-0 victory and a comprehensive performance, Paul.
Yes, I think we've put the men to shame this season in terms of games at Broadhurst Park. We knew that Stockport were likely to wrap up the league, as far as we understand this afternoon, but the women still had a game to win, and they've done it in some style, winning 9-0. And there's been some very good performances out there. Liv G in the middle of the park again, outstanding. Jess Battles, goal scoring and mobility as well. Keen to see, and O'Keefe as a sub. Again, very sharp, very lively. Lots of good performances, and two league games left and two cup finals.
And I'm not sure who's doing this speech. It might be Kirsty Chambers, but we'll pause now for this speech.
Just want to say thank you for all the support, and we hope to see you at the two cup finals that we're in, and hopefully everything goes our way and we will win the league.
Yeah! Can I just say as well, just quickly, you know, we are one of the best supported teams at this level. It does make a massive difference, and like Kirsty said, if you get to the cup finals and give us that last cheer, hopefully, who knows, at the end of the year we can come away with some silverware again. But thank you again for your support. Well done.
Luke Podmore there, manager of the women's team, and Kirsty Chambers before that, captain. Kirsty still thinks the league's on. Technically it is, you know, well, because the Merseyrail question is still there.
Yeah, I suppose the door isn't completely closed, so there's still hope somewhere.
As we understand it, if the draw still stands, the 4-all draw with Merseyrail,
that is terminal for our hopes.
Based on the result from Stockport County, the 3-0 win this afternoon, that would be curtains, but we'll wait and see. Who knows? Well, next up for the women's team, as we said earlier, Fleetwood Town Wrens on Wednesday night. That's going to be played at Fleetwood Town Stadium, which is
a great experience for our team to play at a league ground.
Exactly. That's going to be a 6:30 kickoff on Wednesday evening. Then the league campaign finishes next weekend away at Tranmere Rovers. They play at Ellesmere Port FC, I think, and that's going to be an away match on Sunday, 2:00 kickoff.
Women's Team Live will return on in the middle of May, the 15th of May, for the first of our Cup doubleheaders. Firstly, Salford City Lionesses at West Didsbury in Chorlton. That's a 7:30 kickoff on the 15th of May. Get down to that game. But if you can't make it in person, we'll have full commentary here on FC Radio. And then we finish off our broadcast for the 2018-19 season with the Argyle Cup final from Runcorn Linnets, where it's a biggie. It's FC United against Stockport County. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff on the 19th of May. Get down to Runcorn Linnets. If you can't make it, though, we'll have full commentary here on FC Radio. Paul, you're signing off now for the 2018-19 season.
Yes, for the radio.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you on, Paul.
Right.
And thank you for a season well played, my friend.
It's been very enjoyable.
Just a closing thought before you go, for the women's team.
For the women, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to witness their two cup finals due to circumstances, but I hope they win at least one of them to have something to show for a very, very good season. We've had one contentious game that may have cost us the league, but to try and defend two cups, it's been a great battle for them to do that. They've got into two finals once more. They've shown the quality throughout the season, and let's hope they have some silverware to show for it.
OK, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and captain Kirsty Chambers after a very successful 9-0 win against Sir Tom Finney. First time we've got nine, so that was nicely done. I was asking for that one earlier on in the season, and if you're asking for anything else, I think you got it today.
Yeah, like I say, we needed a good response from obviously the girls on Wednesday. It was a tough game Wednesday, and obviously it was nice today just to be back in the stadium and back on, you know, on a flat pitch with a, you know, being able to be us a little bit more and be able to pass the ball and move the ball. And yeah, they followed the game plan down to a tee and scored nine really good goals.
Yeah, I mean, I guess on a surface like that, it helps when you can utilise your trickier feeted players like Jess and Kirsty here. So that suits you much better, a lovely surface like this and a nice wide pitch.
Yeah, it's so much better. Obviously, you can tell a massive difference. Just playing the ball, it just runs a lot more smoothly. And like you say, when you are a little bit skillful and trying to take it past players, this pitch is just perfect to do that on. Wide, obviously, gives us a chance to get past players and get the ball in the box on this pitch. But obviously, when we're playing on a smaller pitch, we've got to adapt to the way that we play a little bit more. But obviously, we've proven that we can adapt the way we play every week.
Yeah, I mean, two terrific goals by yourself, a couple by Amy, and another hat-trick from Jess Battle. She's unstoppable, really, isn't she, at this level?
Yeah, Jess, I mean, I think Jess has scored 48 now out of, I think last year she scored 47, was it?
Yeah.
I think she's surpassed a target, well, surpassed last year's total already. Yeah, she's unbelievable. I mean, like I said to people on Wednesday, if you take Jess out of the team on Wednesday, you know, she scored two and set one up, and of course scored a good goal. You know, she is our goal machine, so yeah, we need to keep feeding her, and our game plan is based around, you know, playing to her strengths, and when we do, we get results like today. And yeah, not only does she score goals, she assists as well a lot, so you know, really pleased with the contribution that Jess is making, and obviously everyone around us obviously now helping her flourish a little bit more.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind counting back how many times that Kirsty-Jess combo of you just taking on the defender at the last minute, getting down to the byline, crossing it in, and there's Jess in sort of like she just fainted to one side, she found a bit of space and she just slots it in. I mean, it must be rewarding when you're putting the effort in running down the wing to see Jess just slotting them in so easy.
Yeah, of course, obviously the partnership is something we developed last year as well with that ball. We've figured out obviously that is the ball from me to Jess. Like Luke said, we play to Jessie's strength, that's her strength, getting in behind players. So if I can play that ball across the box in that danger area, the keeper doesn't know whether to come, doesn't know whether to stay, and yeah, she just finishes it like she does every week.
And a clean sheet, first one in three or four games, so because you always say you base your game plan getting a clean sheet, and obviously scoring nine helps, but getting a clean sheet is what we're aiming for.
Yeah, I think Fran and Chloe and Abby and that, they look at me and they know what I'm going to say to them when they walk out of the changing rooms, because they say, you know, I'm not bothered about anything else, I want a clean sheet, and the other guys will take care of themselves. You know, they'll score goals, we'll score goals, we always do. It's just about saying, Matt, like, make sure we're nice and clean at the back end. And today we're immaculate, I think. Yeah, we dealt with everything well, and I think we played out really well as well today. I think some of the goals started from the back. I think that one at the end came out, I think it was four passes for Amy, great finish and great goal. And you know, at the end of the day, the attack started from the back, so that's, for me, that's good as well.
So another nice pitch for us to play on at Highbury.
Yeah, at Highbury on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
6:45 kickoff. Yeah, it'd be fantastic to see everybody there. I think Fleetwood have got the bar open. They have hospitality on after the game for us. So it'll be a great trip, worthwhile trip that for some of the fans if they want to make it. And hopefully it'll be a nice evening as well.
Yeah, let's hope we can drag as many can. Well, we'll get up to 103 possibly, but you never know, where Fleetwood might get some of the locals in and we can all have fish and chips afterwards.
Yeah, sounds good, Neil.
Right, thanks very much.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you, Neil.
Neil Boo there, speaking to FC United's women's team manager Luke Podmore and captain Kirsty Chambers. And on that positive note, that's it for This Club Is My Club for this week. We'll return in the middle of May to hear if the women's team could make it a cup double this season. In the meantime, over the next couple of weeks, the FC Live team will be bringing you their end of season review for the 18-19 season, so make sure you look out for that one. But you'll be able to hear this show this week on Monday and Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.